Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
He is the good news. It is not necessarily the news. Friday edition. Because if we don't report the news, then who will?
There may be other options, but you don't want them. They're not nearly as fun. No way.
Fake news is at 8:30. Welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live, and have fun in the comment section, kids. Tonight's lead story was yesterday, as graduations all across the land. Boy, today even get cranked up for the high school ranks. It's been a lot of college, and yesterday it was at the University of Maryland that, as you reported yesterday, Kermit the Frog delivered the Maryland commencement address for the class of 2025. Here is actual audio from this event.
You are all here to listen to a frog in a very tiny cap and gown give a commencement speech. So here I am.
There he is. He had uplifting things, as Kermit might, you know, be prone to do.
Now, as I look out at you students, I can tell that you have all worked your tails off. And as a former tadpole, believe me, losing your tail is a pretty big deal.
Didn't take that one all the way. There it is. It was cute. It was, you know, the student body seemed to enjoy it. The two old guys in the balcony hated it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
They hate everything.
Hey,
they can't. They do the same thing with our show.
They don't like that. You know, Jennifer Lopez, a woman of many facets, she's dated everyone. Rappers, dancers, serious actors, crooners, and now she's going outside of her regular circle. Mm-hmm. Rumors are swirling that she is looking for a normal guy. That's a regular Joe. Blue collar, punching the clock, and secure in his convictions. She's looking to feel safe, special, secure, and fed up with being taken advantage by men that just want a piece of her fame.
She wants somebody secure in their convictions. She's one of her exes is about to get one.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's so many facets of
Diddy party of one.
Oh. It's going to be a big party, and as of yesterday, you can register for free tickets to the official title is the U.S. Army's Grand Military Parade, Washington, D.C., a celebration of the Army's 250th year. Falls on, scheduled on, June 14th, which also happens to be President Trump's birthday.
Mega. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
So, tickets for the parade, two-hour event, just go to usarmy.org or other such things, or just Google it. So, it will include 7,500 troops, 28 M1 Abrams tanks, 28 infantry fighting vehicles, 4 Paladin self-propelled howitzer cannons, 50 Apache Black Hawk helicopters, and an army parachuter that will parachute down and give Trump an American flag on his birthday.
MAGA! Well, that's nice.
It reportedly will cost up to $45 million.
Why so much? It's just like, we already own the vehicles. Just rent them out there and make a spin around the block.
I guess Elon has left Doge at this point, right? So happy birthday.
MAGA.
It's coming up.
Billy Ray Cyrus is showering his new girlfriend, Liz Hurley, with a lot of love, whisking her away to the Caribbean island where they met, and very excited about her upcoming 60th birthday. Meanwhile, Miley talking about her dad in a new interview, namely how she managed her very first job.
As a kid, one time, me and my brother, no, kids do dumb stuff. Like, they may go vandalize something, but I did it to myself. We vandalized our own home.
Oh.
And my dad, who did a lot of vandalizing as a young teenager, was like, I busted out my fair share of windows, but never my own. Y'all are idiots.
Billy Ray.
Mm-hmm. So they had he made her start a cleaning company called Sparkles.
Sparkles
the cleaning company.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's still at it. I think she may be a little busy.
I'll say every now and then she'll come in like a red king ball. There we go. Took a while to get there, but we got there. In theaters this week, and of course, there's been a lot of movie news this week. But opening Lilo and Stitch, the live-action version. Because Disney just thinks this continuously is a good idea. And if you've seen the trailer, it looks cute for everything, except when you get to Stitch, and that's like nightmare fuel. But Mission Impossible, also, The Final Reckoning, is in theaters. Tom Cruise says this is the final Mission Impossible. As we've debated, it does appear that the mission is impossible with as many as these have had. But yes, as he was tooling around Dallas yesterday, it is now in theaters. It is Tom Cruise, as you've seen him before.
And I can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. So we're still a few weeks out from Pigeon Appreciation Day, but it's never too early to plan your festivities. That's because the Highline Park in New York has some big things going on for June 14th if you're not at that military parade for President Trump.
Yeah.
It includes a pigeon dance party, a pigeon puppet show, a pigeon impersonation pageant, and panel on urban bird conservation. Organizers promise this is a fitting way to celebrate the city's dynamic relationship with art, nature, and pigeons.
Well, I mean, they certainly have enough of them, don't they?
Mm-hmm. There's plenty to go around.
Pigeons are just an overgrown dog, but they're good to eat.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Feast upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Elton John. He can add to the many accolades of his career. Elton John has received QVC's first ever Icon Award.
Wow.
Recognized for his impact on the home fragrance market. Elton expressed gratitude for the honor. The award follows his successful collaboration with QVC, selling 350,000 candles in a single day.
I was going to say, what qualifies as a home fragrance? Is it like when Nana cooks too much garlic in the spaghetti sauce?
Elton then said, "What is this?" That was the rest of the quote. And then yesterday, it's being reported that some jurors in Diddy's trafficking trial are falling asleep during testimony.
Oh,
a doctor was talking about why victims of abuse stay in relationships when one juror, the foreman of the jury, nodded off.
That's not good.
And had the worst nightmare of his entire life.